Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Let me think about that. Well, before we go to a break, I want to talk about this museum.
Yes.
I'm so excited about, because we're going to also go to over 3 million men in Washington, D.C., who are part of Promise Keepers, who are praying and repenting for prayerlessness. And that happened before the Green family started this Bible museum. Imagine a museum dedicated to the Word of God in Washington, D.C. That's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. First of its kind, never been done ever before. It's 40,000 artifacts regarding the Bible. It's a building that's going to be, the museum's going to be completed in February of 2017, I believe. And it's 430,000 square feet.
Wow.
I did the math. 2,000 square foot house, 215 of them can fit in this museum. It's state-of-the-art, $400 million, and this is what the Green family, through God's leading,
are the founders of Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby, they're putting their resources and their finances just all on the table to make this thing happen, and it is absolutely wonderful.
I think it's interesting, too. It's not just Americans. It's not just the Green family, but it's the Catholic Church. The Jews are coming and contributing to it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, everybody's bringing the word. It's just exciting. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
The Bible, as a historical artifact, if we look at it just in that way, is vital to understanding Western culture.
The Bible as a book is more than just a transmission of a narrative or an oral history or any kind of literary tradition.
It is, in essence, the book of all books. It's the best-selling book of all time. It still has more impact than any other book ever written.
The Bible's significant not because it's talking about itself, but because it's pointing beyond itself.
When we first got started, we were just looking at buying an artifact or two, and we kept having opportunities being presented, and we just kept buying. Today, we have over 40,000 items in the collection.
This is not a small-time operation. The breadth of the collection is kind of breathtaking.
Mr. Green's vision is actually the fruition of what people have been dreaming about for decades.
This is about the Bible. It's not about a faith tradition or a church or a denomination. It's about a book.
We're trying to present the biblical narratives in a clear, objective, just descriptive way, because people just don't even know the stories.
And part of the history we're trying to tell is to do justice to the wide range of people who have claimed this book as their own, who have participated in its survival, who have had their lives changed by it.
Some of the exciting objects that we have that people would recognize are, of course, our Dead Sea Scroll fragments.
Papyrus 39, it's a fragment from the Gospel of John found at the site of Oxyrhynchus. It is from a passage in John 8, and with its third century date, that papyrus is the earliest surviving witness for that passage in John.
We have one of the largest collections in private hands of Torah scrolls.
And it's really an incredible conflation of all the Jewish communities throughout Europe, Middle East, and North Africa.
The collection contains just about every significant biblical imprint that has ever been printed in America.
These artifacts, which deserve to be studied, are being made available at a high rate for the people who have spent years of their lives acquiring the understanding to learn from them.
There's just moments of awe, the wealth of information that they have provided related to the Bible, its transmission, its history, is completely unparalleled.
Museums are a contemporary commentary on our culture.
So Washington, D.C. is a great location for us to be able to share this story with people all over the world.
Putting ourselves in the middle of that holds us to quite a high standard and says that we're willing to engage on that level.
To have the Museum of the Bible there as a part of that overall culture adds to the commentary of who we are.
I really hope that they will leave there with a spark in their heart and their soul. They'll want to know more and learn more and come back. Whether they're young or old, people of faith, all ethnicities, that it will just spark something in their heart.
So I'm rather bold about you know, asking people to get involved. We hope this is an encouragement to people.
If we can bring a greater awareness to our world of this book and its potential impact, that is an exciting venture to be on.
Exciting next year. As a matter of fact, let's take a look inside. Let's just take a look. Let's take a look at this. We're going to look inside what it really looks like. Take a look.
Just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.